I'm going to share with you this beautiful practice of a visualization meditation. I'd like you to go ahead and find yourself in a really comfortable position, whether that is sitting down or lying down. Really encourage you to get somewhere that you can fully relax the whole of your body, where you can start to tune into the ground or the surface beneath you. Whether that's the floor, a chair, your bed. And if it feels comfortable for you, I invite you to close down your eyes. Otherwise, drop your gaze down past the bridge of your nose, nowhere in particular. We'll begin with a few conscious breaths. I'm taking a really aware and curious approach to your breathing here. Just noticing, watching the rise and fall of every breath in and out. Just breathing in, perhaps a little more slowly than you might automatically choose. And as you breathe out, try and really breathe all the way out to empty. Not skipping that last part of your exhale. Yes, breathing in slowly, fully. Breathing out all the way to empty, completing your exhale. Slow the start of your breath in. Notice how this feels. And slow the start of your exhale. Complete the end of your exhale. Continue to breathe in this way. It's giving equal weight, equal value to both breath in and breath out. Slowing down where you feel the urge to speed up. Lingering where you want to rush. And as you continue to breathe at your own, in your own time, at your own pace, I invite you to find a part of your body where you can rest your internal gaze. This is similar to our drishti in yoga, where we have our eyes fixed on one point, particularly in balance poses, traditionally in every pose. But we're closing our eyes or not really using our external gaze in this case. We want to almost find your internal eye, your internal gaze. And see if you could drop your attention down to some point in your body where you feel like you can really feel connected to your body and a little more grounded. And steady your focus, your internal gaze at this anchor point, this space where you're able to stay connected and dropped in. And don't overthink this, just allow your gaze to be wherever it is. For me, it's around my solar plexus, kind of the base of my sternum. Well, for other clients I've worked with, it's more in their heads or their chest or their throat. Just find the place where it feels right for you. I'm going to take a few breaths with our attention dropped into this space. Does it feel a little calmer in your mind and your body as you breathe with an internal gaze, an internal focus? There's no judgment, no expectation. Be curious and compassionate on this journey. As you continue to breathe and continue to rest your internal gaze in this anchor point, I'd love for you to imagine an ocean. Visualize a ladder or a rope. Something you can hold on to. And as you begin to make your way down the rope, imagine that you're moving down from the surface, the choppiness, the waves, the chaos, down into the depths of the ocean beneath. And as you draw down, sink a little deeper into this expansive ocean. Can you feel the calm? Can you visualize this expanse of tranquil, quiet steadiness that lies beneath? Take a few steady breaths into this calm, this expansive space, this ocean. And your gaze, your internal gaze, dropped down, dropped in. Can you use this to allow yourself to sink a little deeper into this calm, deep, peaceful expanse? Allow yourself to marinate in the quiet that lies beneath the waves. At the surface, there's choppiness, there's waves, there's movement, there's swirls, busyness. But beneath the waves is the quiet, the calm, the grounded, resourced, resilient. Continue to take deep breaths, keeping your internal gaze at this anchor point, visualizing this quiet space around you, the ocean. Every so often, you may notice that your attention has drawn up, back into your head, back to the surface, back to the choppiness and the chaos that resides at the surface of the ocean. Let this simply be a reminder to drop back in. Melt back down into this almost infinite sense of peace. And the ocean is you. At the surface, in our minds, we're busy. There's always things to think about, to-do lists, plans, drama, events, worries. This all lives at the surface. These are the waves, the swirls, the ripples. But beneath is the calm. And I wholeheartedly believe that we are all calm, grounded, resourced, resilient, in our truest, most aligned selves. And that the to-do lists, the worries, the drama takes us away from our core, takes us out of alignment. Whenever you notice that you are back at the surface, whether that's in this practice or at any moment in your life, let it simply be an opportunity to drop back in again. Because you are not the chaos. The real, truest, most aligned version of you is that calm, is that steady groundedness, the ocean that lies beneath. Take as many breaths here as you wish. Linger here for as long as you would like. Whenever you're ready to make your way back to your day, do so kindly, do so quietly. Climbing the rungs or the rope back up. Always remembering that the ocean, this calm, is always here for you to tap into whenever you need it.